the artisan made next a herd of longhorns, fashioned in gold and tin. Away they shambled, lowing, from byre to pasture by a stream that sang in ripples, and by reeds sway. Four cowherds, all of gold, were plodding after, with nine live dogs beside them. On the assault, in two tremendous bounds, a pair of lions caught in the van a bellowing bull, and off they dragged him, followed by the dogs and men. Rending the belly of the bull, the two gulped down his blood and guts, even as the herdsmen tried to set on their hunting dogs, but failed. No trading bites with lions for those dogs, who halted close up, barking, then ran back. And on the shield, the great bow-legged god designed a pasture in a lovely valley, wide, with silvery sheep, and huts and sheds and sheepfolds there. A dancing floor as well he fashioned, like that one in royal Cnossus, Daedalus made for the Princess Ariadne. Here young men and the most desired young girls were dancing, linked, touching each other's wrists, the girls in linen, in soft gowns, the men in well-knit chitons given a gloss with oil. The girls wore garlands, and the men had daggers, golden-hilted, hung on silver lanyards. Trained and adept, they circled there with ease, the way a potter sitting at his wheel will give it a practice twirl between his palms to see it run. Or else, again, in lines, as though in ranks, they moved on one another, magical dancing. All around, a crowd stood spellbound as two tumblers led the beat with spins and handsprings through the company. Then, running round the shield rim, triple ply, he pictured all the might of the ocean stream. Besides the densely plated shield, he made a cuirass, brighter far than firelight. A massive helmet, measured for his temples, handsomely figured with a crest of gold. Then greaves of pliant tin. Now, when the crippled god had done his work, he picked up all the arms and laid them down before Achilles' mother. And swift as a hawk from snowy Olympus's height, she bore the brilliant gear made by Hephaestus.